there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. On today's episode, we want to talk about this one idea that's necessary for every single one of us to wrestle with, but oftentimes it's hard. It's this idea of forgiving the people that have hurt us. Here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. It says, "We're to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Now, obviously, there's no way for me to know your story, but one thing that's common of all of our stories is that we will all get hurt in this life. And what's hard about that is many times we're hurt intentionally by either what people say about us or what people intentionally do to us. The reason why that makes forgiveness so hard is because the moment we hear that word forgiveness, chances are, in the back of your mind, you're thinking of past heartaches, past hurts, past problems, and all of those memories come up to the surface and they feel fresh because many of us have been hurt very, very deeply. Depending on how deeply you've been hurt, it's really, really hard to even consider forgiving that person that hurt you. But the Bible gives us one big important reason why we need to forgive. We need to forgive others. Why? Because God forgave us. Let me read that verse again. Ephesians 4:32. "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Just take a moment right now. Think about how much God has forgiven you. Think about all the things that God has wiped clean at the moment of salvation when you put your trust in Jesus, all of those past sins, all those past problems, all of the regret that we have, he's wiped it out and we are forgiven. The reason why I want you to think about how much you've been forgiven, because what I found is when you think about how much you've been forgiven, it will cause you to be more forgiving to those that have hurt you. At the same time, the opposite is true. If you don't feel forgiven, then you're going to have a really hard time forgiving other people. So if you find it hard for you, if you find it tough to forgive others, you may not truly feel forgiven yourself. Think of it this way. On the cross, God completely wiped out our sin because of what Jesus did. All the things you deserve to be judged for have been cleared away. Why? Because God has forgiven you. Think about that. God has forgiven you. God proved his love that his son Jesus died on the cross for your sin. God has forgiven you. Think about that statement and let it sink in this morning. God has forgiven you, because when you own that statement, when you allow that statement to drop out of your head and into your heart, it makes it tough for us to hold a grudge against someone else. No matter what they've done to you, no matter how deeply they've hurt you, no matter how wrong they were, you'll never have to forgive any other person more than how much God has already forgiven you. So today, be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other. Why? Because through Christ, God has forgiven you. Have a great, great day today. Hey, we would love to invite you to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. If you're new to us, just swing by the website. It's www.sugarhill.church. Again, that's just sugarhill.church, and it tells you everything you need to know and gives you a little heads up of what to expect. But have a great day today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.